Hey everyone, welcome back. We're doing a deep dive today into the salary outlook for biochemical engineers across the U.S. in 2025.
Great topic.
It seems like a lot of you are thinking about getting into the field, so we're going to break it down.
Yeah.
See how location plays into potential earnings, you know, all that good stuff.
For sure.
We're starting with this excerpt from an article titled Biochemical Engineer Salary by State 2025.
Sounds interesting. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so first let's get a sense of the national picture.
Okay.
What's the average salary range we can expect according to these sources?
Well, PayScale estimates it to be somewhere between $75,000 and $95,000 a year, while Glassdoor suggests a slightly higher range from $80,000 to $105,000.
Wow. That's pretty impressive right out of school.
Yeah.
Seems like biochemical engineering offers some financial security early on.
Definitely.
But of course, we know the industry you choose can make a big difference too.
Absolutely.
Right. Like I'm seeing here, pharmaceuticals and biotechnology tend to be on the higher end. Usually somewhere between $85,000 and $120,000 for pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
And then about $80,000 to $110,000 for biotech.
So I'm curious, what do you think drives those higher salaries in pharmaceuticals and biotech?
Well, I think it's a few things.
Okay.
First off, both those industries are super research focused.
All right.
So they need to attract top talent, and that means competitive salaries.
That makes sense.
Plus, you've got a lot of regulation in pharmaceuticals.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Which requires specialized expertise, and that drives up the value of experienced engineers even more.
Mm.
And then just the sheer complexity of developing and manufacturing things like biologics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, gene therapies, things like that.
Right.
Those need very specific skills, and companies are willing to pay for them.
Okay, so it's not just the industry itself, it's the specialized skills within those industries.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So now let's factor in experience level.
Yeah.
Because that obviously plays a role, too.
For sure. Entry-level biochemical engineers.
Yeah.
Those with, like, 0 to 3 years of experience. They typically earn between $60,000 and $75,000.
Okay.
Then that jumps to $80,000 to $100,000 for mid-career professionals.
Yeah.
Think about 5 to 10 years of experience.
Makes sense.
And if you hit that senior level 10 plus years, you're often looking at $100,000 to $130,000.
It's encouraging to see that experience is really rewarded,
yeah,
especially as you climb the ladder.
It is.
Now, I imagine leadership positions or carving out a niche expertise could boost those salaries even further.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
So we've looked at the national average and how industry and experience affect things.
Okay.
But I know you're interested in the location factor.
Of course. Always a big one.
So are you ready to dive into the state-by-state breakdown?
Let's do it.
Okay, great. This is where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
I was glancing at some figures and some numbers really jumped out.
I bet the variations can be pretty wild.
Right.
Okay. Well, spill it. What caught your eye?
Well, it looks like California and Massachusetts are leading the pack in terms of salary.
Uh-huh.
California's sitting at $110,000 to $130,000. Wow.
And Massachusetts is right behind at $100,000 to $120,000.
Not surprising, really.
Right. Both big biotech hubs.
Yeah. They have tons of biotech and pharmaceutical companies, which drives up the demand in the salaries.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just the companies, it's the whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
Top-tier research institutions, universities,
yeah,
it all creates this really dynamic environment that attracts the best talent.
And probably contributes to the higher cost of living, too.
Definitely a factor there.
But it's not just about those big hubs.
Yeah.
I noticed some states with ranges in the $80,000 to $100,000 bracket.
Hmm, like where?
Like Indiana, Tennessee, even South Carolina.
Ah, interesting.
Shows that location is a complex factor.
It really is.
Right? It's not all about chasing the highest number.
No.
It's about finding the right balance for your lifestyle and priorities.
Totally agree with that.
Now, our research also highlights Texas, Pennsylvania, and Ohio as strong contenders.
Yeah.
So what's driving companies and professionals to those areas? Well, Texas, for example, has a booming biotech industry and a very business-friendly environment.
Mm.
Pennsylvania and Ohio are known for their chemical manufacturing sectors, which also need biochemical engineers.
Right.
So those states often offer a good balance between salary and cost of living.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot to consider.
Definitely a lot to think about. It seems like there are a lot of great options depending on what you're looking for.
Yeah, for sure.
But honestly, I think what's most exciting is the kind of work that biochemical engineers do.
Oh, totally.
The article mentions everything from pharmaceuticals to renewable energy to food science.
Yeah, it's a pretty diverse field.
It's not just lab work. It's about applying those skills to real-world problems.
Absolutely.
Like in pharmaceuticals, biochemical engineers are essential for developing those life-saving medications,
mm-hmm,
especially all those new biologics and vaccines that are changing healthcare.
Right. They're involved in every step of the process.
Yeah.
Designing bioreactors, optimizing purification, making sure these complex drugs are safe and effective.
And it's not just about keeping up with the current demand either. Right. It's about pushing the boundaries in areas like gene therapy and personalized medicine.
Exactly. It's really cutting edge stuff.
They're shaping the future of healthcare.
And speaking of shaping the future, their role in biofuels and renewable energy is so important.
Right, with the need for sustainable energy growing all the time.
Uh-huh. Biochemical engineers are leading the way in developing and improving processes for producing biofuels.
So fascinating.
Yeah.
I was especially interested in their role in the food and beverage industry.
Wow.
Who knew they were optimizing fermentation for things like beer, dairy, even probiotics?
It's amazing how much biochemical engineering impacts our daily lives.
Right.
They're making sure our food and drinks taste good, have the right texture, and last longer on the shelves.
Whoa.
And with probiotics, they're figuring out how to produce those good bacteria more efficiently so it benefits our health.
So their impact goes way beyond just the lab.
Definitely. They're working in industries that affect global health sustainability, even the food we eat.
It's a career that offers both intellectual challenge and the knowledge that you're contributing to some important solutions.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so let's recap for our listeners.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about biochemical engineering, the big takeaway is location, location, location.
True.
We saw how California and Massachusetts, those big biotech hubs, offer the highest salaries, but also a higher cost of living.
Right.
Then you've got options like Texas, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, which offer a good balance.
Uh-huh.
And ultimately, it comes down to personal preferences.
Yeah, some folks might prioritize affordability even if the salary is a bit lower.
Exactly. And this deep dive has really highlighted the breadth of the field.
It really has. It's not just about being stuck in a lab.
Right.
Biochemical engineers are working on life-saving meds, sustainable energy solutions, the food we eat.
Totally. It's about using your skills to solve real problems.
For sure.
So for our listener out there, here's a question to consider. Knowing the salary potential and the diversity of industries, does this career path align with your interests and aspirations?
That's the key question.
It is, isn't it?
Luckily, the article mentioned some great resources if you want to learn more.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, there's the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Of course.
They've got tons of info on career outlook and salaries.
Right.
You can also check out websites like Payscale and Glassdoor for more specific salary data based on experience, location, company size.
And for those who want to dig even deeper, there's the American Institute of Chemical Engineers.
Oh, yeah, the AICE.
And their Career Center.
They have a ton of resources.
Yeah.
Job listings, professional development, even mentoring for aspiring biochemical engineers.
Exactly. So I encourage everyone to explore these resources and do their research.
Yeah. Good advice.
It's about finding the right fit for your skills and interests.
Absolutely.
Well, this deep dive has definitely been eye-opening for me.
You too.
It's such a dynamic field with so much potential.
It really is an exciting time to be a biochemical engineer.
Or even just considering it.
Totally. The opportunities are vast, and the potential to make a difference is huge.
So it sounds like you're saying even within biochemical engineering,
yeah,
there are so many different paths you could take.
Exactly. That's what's so cool about it.
Depending on what you're passionate about.
Yeah, whether you're into medicine or energy,
right,
sustainability, or even food science, there's a place for you in biochemical engineering.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing?
Nope. It's like a whole network of possibilities.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
It's not just about the job title.
Right.
It's about finding that area where you can really make a difference.
Absolutely.
And based on everything we've talked about today, it seems like there's no shortage of options.
Not at all.
So to sum it all up for our listeners,
right,
if you love science, engineering, problem solving, biochemical engineering might be the perfect fit.
It could be.
Do your research. Check out those resources we mentioned.
Yeah.
And most importantly, follow your curiosity.
Couldn't agree more.
You never know what amazing things you might discover in the world of biochemical engineering.
That's the truth.
Well, this deep dive has been incredible. I've learned so much.
Me too. It's been fun.
It really has. Thanks for joining us in exploring this fascinating field.
My pleasure.
And to all of you listening, thanks for diving in with us. Until next time.